Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live here at DS World in Las Vegas. Justin Moody here with my trusty cohort, Randy Huska.
Out here in Lost Wages.
Yeah, Lost Wages, that's absolutely, that's a true statement. That was an absolute true statement. We have a great guest on here, and we're going to talk about what we actually just did on the show floor here in just a second. But we got Anthony Albano from Yomi Robots.
Yes, sir.
What's the parent company's name?
So Neosis.
Neosis.
So Neosis in Latin, it means new cut.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, welcome to the show. We want to talk about you've got a true robotic surgical aid or whatever
Correct.
You'd like to call it. So
yep.
Tell us about the company.
Yeah, so we are a U.S.-based Floridian company out of Miami. So interesting story. Our CEO, Dr. Lo Moses, you guys are both sports fans, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
You know the yellow line in football?
Yep. Yeah.
So he actually was part of the team that created the yellow line in football and the K-zone in baseball. So we actually have
Emmy
in our office. So I'll give you a 30-second background. At MIT, he went to a company called Sports Vision, helped create that product, won an Emmy for it. From there, he relocated back to South Florida, worked for a small startup at the time called Mako Surgical. It was the first robotic-assisted technology in the world for orthopedics. So that company was purchased for $1.65 billion by my former employee, which was Stryker Corporation. And when he left, he's like, what other market could we bring robotics to? Funny enough, his dad was an NYU-trained endodontist, practiced in Miami for like 40-something years. And he's like, you got to bring it to dental surgery. There's amazing applications for it. And that was kind of how the company was born.
And when was that?
So I believe that was 2008.
Okay.
The company was formed. Yeah, so we were kind of in like stealth mode. You know, they've been working on the product for years and years before we got FDA clearance in 2017.
I imagine that's not something you just throw together.
No, right? No. There was a lot of technology that goes behind that.
You know, I would say I've heard of the Yomi robot for probably about 3 years, so close to 17.
Yeah.
You know, but it hasn't been until like the last 6 months, I think, you know, of course, social media helps us as well,
totally.
You know, and then the other thing I think that helps is one day I was working up in Dr. Odlin's office in Washington, and one of her good friends, Joe, you know, who used to work for Dentsply.
Correct. Joe
yeah.
Perry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful,
Joe Perry.
Wonderful
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. So Joe worked for Dentsply, and he called her and said, hey, like, we got this robot in a van. And
down by the
yeah,
river.
Down by the river, and
yeah.
And so he was just like, hey, could I come by and show it to you? And she never said anything about me being there. And then like we went out there, and I introduced myself, and he's like, well, we got like you really gotta love this thing, you know. And you know, she walked in, she like looked at it for a little while, and she goes like, I'm going back to work. And like
yeah.
Joe and I stayed in the van for like an hour, you
That's
know,
awesome.
And like down by
yeah.
the river.
Yeah.
But you know. There's other navigation systems out there, and that technology works, but this technology literally like locks the
correct.
You know, it locks the handpiece in so that you know the other navigation's like it's like almost like a video game type thing where you look at the screen and you've got to watch the handpiece, and it's got a you know, it's got a like a target,
yeah.
You know, and you get it in right in the target, and you know, and it works. But you can still mess that up.
Correct.
You know, and and there's nothing stopping you from going too deep either.
Yep.
You know, and what I love about this product is that when you're in it and you get in there, the machine locks itself in, and it'll only go, you know, vertically. you know, where
it's
you want to.
It's essentially a drill press. At
yeah,
that point.
It is. It's an actual drill press.
Correct.
But with a built-in depth stopper.
Yeah, a digital depth stopper. So it's interesting. Like a true robotic system offers essentially three forms of guidance. Only technology in the world that does that. So you have your audio, gives you audio cues when you get in the right angulation, position, and depth. You have the screen for visualization, and then you have that physical guidance, which is what you're talking about, that offers you that locked-in precision, but lets you essentially rotate about the axis, and then will digitally stop you whatever you plan the implant to wherever it is.
And then it's also connected to the patient. If the patient moves,
correct,
everything moves with it.
Yeah, so that's actually pretty interesting.
That's real cool.
We are the only robotics company that I know of in the world, that's including medical, that tracks the patient mechanically. So that arm is counterbalanced, and patient's hooked up to it, and essentially it's very, very light. So patient doesn't really feel that counterbalance, and it follows with the patient, doesn't constrain them.
Yes, like that is the, like, because that's always the, you know, even, you know, from freehand to the other navigation, like there's always that like okay, what if the patient moves sure. suddenly or jerks or starts to feel it or whatever, and I do think that this machine compensates for all of that and I think without, hands down, is the safest machine. Like you probably don't want to make that statement.
Yeah, we're not allowed to make any claims.
But I can. you know, and it, you know, we talked earlier too at the booth. Like, you know, this machine. You know, the hard part about this is like it's not. You're not, the FDA doesn't handcuffs you, and like you can't go into someone's office and actually
correct. Yeah. So
and do a demo, and that's hard. You know, I mean, I find that to be hard from a position, because I understand why they do it, but at the end of the day, like, you know, most people, I know what we tried, and it was amazing, and I think when you actually did it on a human and it had that kind of result like you do on a sawbone here, yeah, like you'd be like, yeah, like that's it. And I think it's great for younger dentists, you know, or dentists that are just new to it, because, you know, working over, for me, the non-forgivable place in the mouth is over the nerve.
Absolutely.
The posterior mandible, like the sinus we can recover from and things like that. But like you can't, you know, you can't go back when you've severed the nerve, and having the ability to do that is really quite amazing. So how can people find the van or get a demo besides going to one of these trade shows? Because this is the first one that's come back.
Totally,
like it's been difficult
it's,
for
it's
a while.
It's been great. Dent Supply has been amazing. This is some production. I mean, first time ever here, but they do a really amazing job. So I could not be more astounded and how classy they put on such a conference. It's really simple. You go to our website, Yomi Robot or Neosis.com, and there's just request a demo. You click that, and then you know, we actually filter by state. We have 10 regional sales managers across the United States, actively adding more. So which is really exciting.
Does everybody have their own van?
No, we have them regionalized, but. One day, maybe, but not yet today. So they just click that, and then we'll, you know, get shot to the right person, and then we'll connect you.
Oh, that's
and
perfect.
These are out in offices now?
So we have...
How many are out there? Can I ask that? Or not?
Yeah, so actually the install base is probably, the last time I checked, in the 60s. Maybe closer to 70. Don't quote me exactly on that, but we have less than 100 sold, but hopefully be over that by the end of the year.
A year from now, that'll be a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talk about that. I know you're on a time frame here, but like you know, you talk about that. You want to talk about how much it is?
No.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I would say that if you're at DS World and you're looking at getting a scanner and a mill combined, you're probably in the same ballpark ish as that. So, and we talked about this earlier. So, it's a big number. It's got six digits in it. But if you're a young dentist and you want to get in and buy this technology and use it through your career, that's
totally
it's there. The return is there. So if you can find a return on CEREC, like you could find a return on the Yomi. And being an implant guy, I think has a more return.
Plus, there's a lot of things that you're cutting out of expenses. Well, you're if you're sending away for $300 guides or whatever.
Well, you're also cutting out having a great big surgical kit. So,
yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for being here and talking about your the Yomi system.
I appreciate it.
And we will be talking to you further. And we have the permanent podcast studio down in Tempe, Arizona, when you guys show up to.
I cannot wait to check it out.
Yeah. So from Dennis Implants and Worms in Las Vegas, we will catch everyone on the next episode. Cheers. Right.
Thank you.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.